All right, 1380 Radio WPHM. You know, Monday is Veterans Day, a time for us to recognize and honor our military veterans. And joining us right now, he's a senior director with a group called Hope for the Warriors, John Langford. John, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
I am well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. I tell you up front, I grew up in St. Clair Shores and Lake Orion, so it's great to talk to somebody in the Mitten State.
Absolutely. Well, great to have you on, and we want to wish you an early happy Veterans Day. John, tell us a little bit about your service. I want to talk about Hope for Warriors, but you spent, what, well over 20 years in the Marines, right?
I did, yep. I spent 23 years in the Marine Corps. I was both enlisted and an officer, primarily as an officer, as a backseat weapons officer in the F-18 Hornet, and, you know, had a privilege to serve for that long and all over the country, and now it's a privilege to be at an organization like Hope for the Warriors.
Well, and let's talk about Hope for the Warriors. What an interesting organization this is. How'd you get involved, and what exactly is the mission?
So I got involved. My father was a Vietnam-era Marine. I obviously served. I have one of my sons who is a sergeant in the Marine Infantry. And so the mission of service and having spent as much time as I did in uniform, I wanted to stay in service when I got out. And so I've been with Hope for 2 years, but they've been around for 13 years. They started at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune in 2006. We had so many Marines coming back, soldiers as well, but this occurred on a Marine Corps base who were wounded, injured, both physically and psychologically, and the services and the bases did not have the infrastructure, the understanding, et cetera, of how to take care of them. And so two Marine spouses at the time who saw this occurring did what military spouses all over the country and the world do, and they took action. And so they started a run on base at Camp Lejeune to raise both awareness and money for those programs. And here we are 13 years later. We're a national nonprofit in all 50 states. We're four-star rated 8 years in a row by Charity Navigator, which is significant for your listeners to know when they look at donating to a veteran nonprofit. And 90.1 cents of every dollar we bring in goes back into our three main program areas.
And let's talk about those program areas. What is it that you do for veterans?
So transition services is a big one, and you can kind of use transition as a blanket term almost. Pretty much everything that that service member, when he or she gets out, and their family, and that's a real important thing to note, Paul, it's the impact of military service on the family. And so one of the first questions when you're hanging up your uniform or prior, obviously, is where am I going to live and what am I going to do? And so part of our transition services is to provide employment support both to veterans and the military spouses who will spend 3 years in one location, build up clientele, build up a portfolio, build up experience, and then the service member gets orders and off they go again. And that's a real challenge. And so helping the military spouse community as well as the veteran find careers is important. We also have a sports and recreation program area that does many things, outdoor adventure, et cetera. But one of the cool things, and that's part of the partnership with Super 8 by Wyndham, is our Run for the Warriors series. So Super 8 by Wyndham is one of the presenting sponsors at our 12th annual Run for the Warriors in Long Island on Saturday. So we're excited to have them on board. And then our third main program area as part of our holistic outreach is clinical health and wellness. So we have licensed social workers on staff. As I said, that impact of service impacts the entirety of the family unit, and being able to teach resiliency and coping skills both to the spouse, the children, for all of the issues that may be there is a big part of what we do.
I mentioned Veterans Day coming up on Monday. Any events or promotions that service members or military families should be aware of?
Absolutely. So one of the events that Hope for the Warriors is doing through our partnership with Super 8 by Wyndham is the Run for the Warriors event in Long Island. People can look online for other events that we're doing, but the cool thing about Super 8 by Wyndham's partnership, so they're a long-term supporter of the military community. 15% discount every day of the year, which is significant for military families on a budget. They have reserved parking for veterans, which is a very cool way to say thank you. And then what they're doing in honor of Veterans Day through December 6th, they've increased that discount to 20%. Which again, having five children at the height of my career going, you know, traversing back and forth across the country, the military families are definitely on a budget, and that's significant.
Right.
offering. And then the other great thing that they're doing for Hope for the Warriors and some of their other partners is for their Wyndham Rewards members, they're challenging them to donate their points back to, they can donate them to Hope for the Warriors. Mm. Wyndham will match up to $1 million for all of their charitable partners, but
nice.
They're going to donate 170,000 of those points to Hope for the Warriors,
wow.
which allows us then to keep the money back in programming that we would normally use for lodging when we bring a family to a caregiver retreat, when we have a veteran who needs to use a hand cycle now that Hope for the Warriors has provided to bring them to one of our race events like we have in Long Island. So the points piece is very significant, as is just the overall partnership with Super 8.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great partnership. A great organization, too. John, how can people get involved with Hope for the Warriors?
So if people want to learn more about the program areas that I touched on, the history, if they want to be able to donate through November, we have a thing called Wall of Honor, so they can highlight a veteran or a service member that they want to remember or that's currently serving and donate. They can go to hopeforthewarriors.org. If they're a service member or a veteran or a spouse who's in need of service or wants to learn more about our programs, that same website, hopeforthewarriors.org, click on Apply for Services, and they'll be connected to one of the pros on our team. And then if people want to learn more about Wyndham Rewards, Super 8, and their military programs, they can go to super8.com/military.
John, thank you so much for your time this morning. Thanks for your service to the country, not only through the Marines, but also through Hope for the Warriors. The Mitten State appreciates it.
Paul, thanks so much. I appreciate the time.
Have a great day. Take care. Bye now.
You too.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's John Langford. He is with Hope for the Warriors, and you can find out more about them by going to their website, hopeforthewarriors.org.